The sun is shining. It's a brilliant day here in the city by the bay as the Giants take on the Dodgers, the rubber match of the three-game series. I'm John Miller with Giants manager Gabe Kapler. And Cap, first off, Buster Posey took one just square right on the mast last night, was taken out of the ball game. How is he today?
He's doing much better. We chatted with him, and he felt better coming in. And then we had him go ride the bike for 15 minutes and then play catch with no sunglasses on just to make sure that he gets the full experience. And what we found is that he came out feeling good. So he's going to be on the roster still. And we had Chadwick Tromp here just in case. But we feel like Buster's going to be all right. We'll try to get him ready to pinch hit tonight.
All right. And there are prescribed protocols in place put in by the medical people at Major League Baseball, I guess, in case of a concussion, things to try to determine whether or not the guy has suffered one.
That's right, and we have our medical professionals right on top of that, and we were definitely concerned about Buster last night because, as you mentioned, he took that ball square in the mask, and we just want to make sure that he's good long-term. I don't think you mess around with concussions. I actually feel much more comfortable pushing players with things like soft tissue injuries, but when it comes to concussions, you just can't take any chances. Brain injuries are so serious, and we are concerned about Buster's long-term health, so we're going to stay right on top of that.
Speaking of soft tissue injuries, Brandon Crawford, how is he, and is he back in there today as hoped?
Brandon is back in our lineup today. It's nice to have him back. He's doing really well. Last couple of days, he's really ramped up the intensity. His swings have been great, been doing really good work on the dirt as well, so we feel good about that. To get Brandon on the roster, we had to designate Mike Tauchman for assignment. We also optioned John Brebbia and added Aaron Sanchez to our bullpen.
All right, so Sanchez joins the club today in the bullpen. So how do you use him?
Well, Sanchez is stretched out for us, which is really nice. So in the event that we needed to get some length, and kind of like we did yesterday where we used Brebbia for a couple of innings and Sam Long for a couple of innings, Sanchez is ready for that moment. But he's also capable of taking down an important inning for us. So we're going to look for the right spot to deploy Aaron today. Know he's going to be ready for it, and we're excited to have him in our pen. I know he's excited as well.
And how's he been throwing in the minor leagues on his rehab assignment?
He's been doing fine. He's coming out of his rehab outings healthy. Most important thing is that we get past the blister issues and that he's fully healthy. And, he's been doing all right.
All right, so today the Giants and the Dodgers, the rubber match of the series. We'll talk about that when today's Cap continues. Now more Cap from Oracle Park with the skipper of the Giants. And Cap today, a couple of wily veterans. They've both been around a long time. Johnny Cueto for the Giants, David Price for the Dodgers. And Cueto facing this Dodger lineup, because it's not an easy lineup to navigate, no matter who the pitcher is, no matter what kind of stuff he's got.
That's right. I think there's two things to address is Johnny's savvy veteran presence on a day like today, day game, third game of the series, for the series win at this point. Johnny's going to be up for it. He's such a showman, responds so well to these big moments, excited about what he might bring to the table for us today. And then on the flip side, David Price, you mentioned, he's been around a long time. He's my teammate. He and I played together in Tampa, and he's a great teammate, by the way. I really have a lot of respect for David Price. I know he's going to be ready for us as well. So we're going to need to bring our A game today. It's a big game, and everybody's up for it.
I remember doing a game in the postseason, the American League Championship Series, Tampa Bay and the Red Sox, and Joe Maddon brought David Price in relief, which was kind of a shock at that time because he was a really raw rookie, and he came in throwing smoke and 97, 98 miles an hour. And the Red Sox, I don't think, ever got a base runner against him.
No, I remember that. And that was David Price at his best and his freshest. And since then, he's had a remarkable career and been an excellent starter. And as I mentioned, I think his teammates really respect and appreciate the fact that he's willing to pitch out of the pen. He's willing to be in the starting rotation. And he's capable, as you mentioned, and equipped to do both of those things.
And, of course, he used to be a real hard thrower. And over the years, what kind of a pitcher is he now?
I think he's more reliant on movement and command. He still has a good fastball, and he's still a big, strong dude with leverage. So when I say leverage, I mean he's able to get behind the baseball and move it. So I think the type of pitcher he is probably a little bit more control, command, mix and match, move the ball around, but he's still got a good fastball.
All right, and for the Giants today, the lineup, you like to have all the righties in there against a guy like David Price?
You'd like to, but now you've got Brandon Crawford, so nice to have him back in the lineup. And so we have plenty of righties in there, and we also have a couple of good left-handed bats as well.
All right, so here we go. Giants and Dodgers, the finale of the three-game series, the rubber match, and that's the Gabe Kapler Show for today.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.